With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. It is Dominic Cortese, and it is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortese Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you today? How's everything around your house? The helpline is now open. The phone number is 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, toll-free, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell callers, star 930, and texters at 30930. Care should be had today as we drive around Western New York, in that today is the ride for Roswell. And with somewhat of an inclement weather day, just be extra mindful of the bike riders there that are doing their good work to raise funds for Roswell. Special thanks to Stefan Mihailo for inviting us to be part of his news conference this week, Wednesday, where we actually used one of our homeowners, Sabrina Young's house, as a backdrop to a project we're doing there for her. Stefan's point is to be careful when you're shopping for home improvements in that it's now summer season here. And be careful as to who you let into your house and avoid door-to-door solicitations and those kinds of things. A lot of people ask me, you know, how do you guys do it? What's the secret to your success as far as having good working relationships with your homeowners? And I'm going to list a few of our tips. In fact, these are actually on the Hammer Time TV website as well as on the Hammer Time TV Facebook page, so you can check these out. But the biggest one, they're all important, but one of the important ones is when we work with a homeowner, we do not stipulate an allowance for an item. We actually include the actual value of that item. So let me say that again. When we allow for something, it is an actual real allowance, not just a dollar amount. Why is that important? Well, you're setting yourself up as a homeowner for a possible overcharge or extra charge when the contractor has the opportunity to come to you and say, your plumbing fixture allowance was $4,000 and I allowed two. Well, when you first look at that $2,000, you think, well, maybe that's enough. But when it actually ends up being four, guess what? We've got a $2,000 extra. That starts the possible degradation of your relationship with your contractor. So that's important, is that you deal in real numbers and not in just monetary allowances. Another one that I put a heavy emphasis on with all my sales staff is to make sure you develop a good rapport with your customers. Get to know them on a personal level beyond the actual project being discussed. Communication skills are essential to having a good relationship with a customer. And, it's just a comfort level, too, as a homeowner that you need to have with who you're dealing with as a contractor. Comfort level is that you're going to be comfortable with dealing with them and speaking about the specifications of the job and not feel intimidated by the contractor possibly talking down to you. Now, here's one of our biggest tricks of the trade. And so I'm giving away a big trade secret on this one, but it's very, very important and very valuable to our customers, our relationship with our customers. And that is, we use what's called the daily diary. We leave the diary on the kitchen table, or if the kitchen's being renovated, we leave it on the coffee table, wherever we have a space where the homeowner is going to be stopping regularly. And in that daily diary, we have blank paper. Yep, that's my secret. Blank paper. Why is this so important? Well, think about this. You as a homeowner, you come home from work and the crew's already left for the day. And you start looking around the project and things are racing through your mind about questions or concerns. And you're attempting now possibly to text or email off hours. You know, generally it's a little bit harder to track people down. Well, we tell our customers, do not take a moment of your time to ruminate over any question or concern you have about your job while it's under production. Go to the diary and write it in the diary. You know how they always say when you're worried about something, the best way to rid yourself of that worry is to write it down? Well, believe it or not, this simple trick works. And we find that our customers are happier as a result of the fact that they have an open dialogue through the diary. And another ancillary benefit is at the end of our jobs, we don't have to deal with a lot of open items because we've been dealing with them as they occur. So, very important tip. And I find it to be probably one of the most important things we do is working with our homeowners with a daily diary. We've got a couple more or two that we'll run through throughout the program. And we'll mix in, of course, all of your questions at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text me at 30930. By the way, you can check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Now being manufactured for outdoor kitchens so that backyard living experience can be real with a deck, an outdoor kitchen, perhaps a retractable awning from Better Living, maybe a sunroom from Better Living, and a solar shade. That backyard living experience could be yours. Just check it all out at Cortez.net. And the last but not least, of course, is our handyman service, including Handyman for a Day. Open lines today, whatever's on your mind, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton, Delaware, and Sheridan and say good morning to Scott Swan, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there in Kenton. Hey, Scotty, how are you?
Great, Dominic. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in for our weekly Lakeshore Savings Bank report. And we're very happy to report that the 3% home equity line of credit fixed for a year with no cost whatsoever continues in spite of the fact that rates have gone up.
Absolutely, Dominic. Even with our raising interest rate environment, we still have that 3%, no application fee, no annual fee, 3% home equity line of credit available to our customers.
Okay. And in addition to that, we have some other freebies, if you will, that we want to throw into our Lakeshore Savings Bank family of customers with some incentives for the checking account.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we like to do is offer anybody who opens our what's called our ultimate checking account, which requires a $1,000 balance, no direct deposit required, no usage of the account required, but we have a lot of great perks that go with that, including roadside assistance, cell phone protection. So if you lose or damage your phone, we can help you there. So I would say give us a call, ask about some of these great benefits. In addition, we have exclusive proximity couponing to merchants and businesses in our area as well, that checking account.
All right. All good stuff, and it's all at Lakeshore Savings Bank. And, of course, all the Erie County locations are open till noon, and if you live down in the south towns in Chautauqua County as well. But, Scott, he's at Kenton, and the branch there's phone number, Scott, is?
898-2010.
And repeat that for us, please.
898-2010.
For 127 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
You open a door, you walk down the stairs, you stand in a cluttered, dirty dungeon. The worst part? You're in your own home. You say,
basement.
You contact First Buffalo Total Basement Finishing. You schedule a free estimate. You meet with a design specialist. You see a 3D model of your new basement and get an estimate that day. You say,
nice.
You see your basement transformed. You have a beautifully finished, maintenance-free space built with specially designed materials specifically engineered for basements. It will last as long as your home, and it all costs less than an addition. You say,
very nice.
You found First Buffalo Total Basement Finishing, the largest contractor in the world. They financed your project. You saved $1,500. Now you open a door, you walk down the stairs, and you stand in a finished
home, gym,
man cave,
playroom,
in-law apartment,
and you say,
beautiful.
First Buffalo Total Basement Finishing, from
basement
to
beautiful.
Go to firstbuffalodiscount.com right now.
Are you involved with a backyard redo or maybe a driveway redo and you want to do it with a hardscape? Well, stop what you're doing and listen to the radio. You need to head to Scranton's Survey Builders at 3360 Walden Avenue in Depew, or if you're up in the Tonawandas, the United Materials at 528 Young Street in Tonawanda. Why am I sending you there? Well, guess what? There's 10% off all outdoor living materials. Extended now through June, Belgard Hardscapes, Techoblock, and Unilock, all on sale to the end of June. Belgard Hardscapes, we have the passion to bring your outdoor vision to life. Belgard offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. Techoblock is North America's leading manufacturer of paving stones. Their products are beautiful, durable, and come with a transferable lifetime guarantee. And Unilock's collection of products delivers long-lasting beauty with complex blends of granite and quartz, combined to create ultra-realistic surface textures with unique styles that are exceptionally durable, practical, and appealing. Both locations have outdoor displays, and they're out and open right now, 24/7, actually. So stop by Scranton's Survey Builders at 3360 Walden Avenue in Depew, not far from Transit, and United Materials at 528 Young Street, not far from the Youngman in Tonawanda, where it's 10% off all outdoor living materials through June. Stop in today and tell them Dominic sent you to United Materials.
Howard Simon here for Leah Honda, Transit Road in Williamsville. Leah is where I bought my car, and you should buy from Leah, too. If you're thinking about buying a new Honda, take it from me. Check out Leah Honda. Over 1,000 brand new Hondas are available, and they're open 7 days a week. General Manager Aaron Wozniak and his staff are doing whatever it takes to make you a happy Honda customer. I know it because I've seen it firsthand. I've experienced it myself. Not only does Leah have 1,000 new Hondas available, you'll also find over 1,000 low-mileage, late-model used cars available every day. Here's the fact. Leah Honda has sold more Honda cars and SUVs over the past 5 years than any other Honda dealer, and it's all because of the customer experience, which, by the way, includes the price and the payment. Leah knows price matters. They know payment matters. That's why when you come in, they give you the best price and payment right away. Get the experience that I did. Get your Honda from Leah Honda. Transit Road, Williamsville, open 7 days a week. You're going to love it at Leah.
Well, if you are like me, then you're pretty excited that summer is here. Took off today, though. But you're probably noticing that your carpets have gotten filthy over our wet spring. Dominic Cortese here with exciting news. ChemDry of Buffalo is the carpet cleaner that cares. That's because Carpet Care Services is now ChemDry. That's right. Carpet Care Services, Donna Scalfaro's company, is now a ChemDry franchise. They're opening and offering you the same great services that you've come to love, but now they have the best cleaning technology as ChemDry of Buffalo. So what does it mean to you? Well, it means that they're using FDA green certified cleaning solutions with 80% less water for a cleaner and healthier home. Your carpets are going to look like new, and you don't have to wait for days for them to dry. With ChemDry of Buffalo, your carpets will be clean and ready to use in just an hour and a half. That's right, an hour and a half for drier, cleaner, healthier home. ChemDry is really the carpet cleaner that cares. Call them right now and tell them Dominic sent you. Here's their number, 632-6011. That's 632-6011. Call them today.
Hammer Time. Go with the
funk. It's 10:21 on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. As we're running through a list here of tips that we've collected over the years about having a good relationship with a contractor and having your project turn out well and you be happy at the end. And again, thanks to Stefan Mihailo for inviting us to be part of his news conference this Wednesday. And so far we've talked about avoiding allowances, work with real numbers, make sure you hire a contractor that you have a good working rapport with, that's easy to communicate with. And our biggest tip so far is the daily diary. That's a real important one. The next one I'm going to share with you, and then we're going to go to our phone callers, so hang on the line if you're there, is do not allow changes to occur without them being in writing. Why is that important? Well, you may be the one to say, how much more will it cost if we add fill in the blank? And without a number, you might be somewhat sticker shocked after the fact. And once it's done, it's too late. So let's talk about let's talk about change orders and how much they cost before they're done, as opposed to waiting for them to be completed. 803-0930, let's talk to Pam in Amherst. Good morning, Pam. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Earlier you mentioned that you talked about retractable awnings, and our house is a split level. And the only way to install a retractable one for where we want it would be like on the roof so then it hangs over our deck.
Okay.
How do you do that without compromising the integrity of the roof?
With our retractable awning, our Better Living product, we can actually install it to the gutter line as well. So that may be high enough to get you the clearances that you need. Do you have an idea, Pam, of how much height you have from your eave to the grade? Is there a door on that wall?
Yeah, my kitchen door comes out on the deck. The deck is elevated off the ground.
Do you have a door there?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It steps down onto the deck.
Yeah. So you should have enough height for us to mount right to the gutter line or possibly even to below the overhang above the door. Now, admittedly...
The door is right under the overhang.
Okay, so we'd have to go to the gutter line. I understand that. And the gutter line will work. Now, admittedly, we would have a lower height at the far end of the awning, depending on how high it is, how far out the awning extends. So that's another calculation that would have to be done to make this work is... The expansion of the awning when it's fully open would have to be factored in to determine how high it would be off the deck at that point.
Right, and I think that's why if we did one with our setup, it would have to be like on the roof, which I've seen them done, but it's like, you know, it gives one pause.
Well, you know, in that we have carpenters on staff, if you wanted to go with that option, and we'd have to, of course, see this to be able to tell you whether this is an effective approach, we could very well build what we would call a dormer on the roof. Now, we've complicated life here substantially.
Standing cost.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we tend to be more in line with trying not to do that as opposed to making more out of the situation. Mm-hmm. So, but just so you have the option on the table, you could build a dormer, which would be a extension of the roof in line with this awning, which would be a little bit shallower than the roof pitch of the house, which is a little bit of another downside to that idea. But it could be done if this was important to you. The first thing I would explore, though, is can we mount the awning to the gutter and where the gutter is.
Okay, we'll have to, when we're sitting out there later, we'll have a look and do some calculations and maybe get back to you.
So you know what could be done? You could even send us pictures, or again, we could send somebody out at no charge. The biggest question I have is when the awning is fully extended, are we going to be happy with how high it is off the deck? And not that it drops a lot, but it will drop, you know, a little bit over the expanse.
Yeah, so that's why in with the way that we've had our deck built many years ago, and with the overhang, it's like the only option is, if we choose to do it, is to have it like on the roof and extending forward.
Yeah, and I appreciate that as an option. And, you know, I guess the best way to conclude our discussion about this is that it is possible. It depends on which way you want to go with it.
All right. Well, maybe I'll Google some images and send you a picture, and we'll see what we come up with.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, so much.
Pam, thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it very much. Pam hangs up, and that frees up her line for you here on WBEN at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930 or text me at 30930 like this person did. Can't you adjust the fascia board on the house, the awning, that houses the awning to a steeper angle? So let's think about that. Can you adjust the angle of the fascia board that houses the awning to a steeper angle? Well, of course you could, but I don't see that as being an advantage. In fact, actually, I think that is a disadvantage in that if you tip the fascia downward, then when the awning is extended fully, it will be lower to the ground as opposed to higher. And Pam's objective was to try and get this awning up as high as possible so you have good sight lines underneath it. So I don't think that cutting the fascia on an angle would be the solution that we're looking for. Another question has come in. We just moved into our house. It dates back to the early 1900s, and we love the house. The sashes in our bedroom have been painted shut. With summer here, we'd like to open up and have some fresh air. And what can we do to free these windows? Well, there is a tool that you can get that's made to free the window from the paint, and it's a window opening tool with a sawtooth edge, and it zips through the old paint. Now, be mindful that we may be working with lead paint here, so just be extra careful to protect yourself and protect, you know, your respiration actually is the most important, but also, though, your laundry, if you should get this lead paint on. The reason I'm concerned it being lead paint is because you mentioned the house is older, so there is cause for concern. But this tool has a serrated edge, and you actually will run it between the sash and the frame, the sash and the sill, and you can wiggle it a little as you slip into the seam, and the more you're able to scrape it through, the more you're more likely to then free the paint. That alone may be enough to free the window. Why someone would paint a window shut is a good question. if the sash is still stuck, it may be, again, having to do this again from the outside. And so you can have to do this from a ladder from the outside. And we can talk about other things we can consider as part of the repair process of that after we take pause for the bottom of the hour news break. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayak. The first round of the 2018 NHL Draft came to an end in Dallas yesterday. With the Buffalo Sabres holding the number one overall pick, it didn't surprise anyone when they selected Swedish defenseman Rasmus Dahlin. Here is Dahlin talking about how he will make the team better.
Probably my competitiveness. I really want to win, so I will bring that competitiveness with me to Buffalo. So I'm super excited.
The second day of the NHL draft will begin today at 11 as the Sabres will kick it off with the first pick in the second round. The Niagara County Grand Jury has charged 29-year-old Gregory Roy with second-degree murder of his stepfather, 64-year-old Rudy Ray Rocket Sr. This comes after the deceased body of Rocket was found on May 19th in East Ottawa with multiple gunshot wounds. Roy has been arraigned and remanded to the Niagara County Jail. The investigation is still ongoing. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayak.
You gotta love this summer weather, and even when it gets hot and sticky, your air conditioning will feel great, right? Well, not always. Many people actually get sick with headaches or allergy symptoms with air conditioning running. Does the air conditioning make you sick? Well, Here's why that may be an issue. You're most likely breathing the same dust, dead skin cells, decaying animal remains, dust mites, feces, and who knows what else might be lurking down in your ductwork. And that's why you need to get it cleaned out. Some people think it's the cool air itself. However, it's all that disgusting stuff that I mentioned loaded in your ductwork that is now showering all that unhealthy gunk with moisture that is created from your air conditioning system into your lungs. My friends at Indoor Air Professionals can help you here. Riding in the ride for Roswell is our good friend Peter Gordon. Where are you right now, Peter?
32.
I'm sorry, start over. I didn't have your line depressed. Where are you?
71 miles in after going for 100.
Well, that's good. So good luck with your ride. And we'd like to hear about more about your reason for riding in the ride. But let's get to the point of how important it is to get your ductwork clean first and the extra special Hammer Time radio discount that we're going to feature today.
Well, let me just say that we've serviced so many cancer survivors and the like because they need to have clean air with a compromised immune system through a thorough duct cleaning and the medical grade air purifiers. Throw in a high capacity dehumidifier and it does it all. So yeah, and today Patty's at the shop and she's waiting to take your calls, and you can save as a first time customer $42 off. But when you do that, if you book today, I'm going to match it personally to donate towards the ride for Roswell. And also, there's a great deals on medical grade air purifiers and the high capacity dehumidifiers.
Okay, Peter's actually riding right now in the ride for Roswell, and you heard him, $42 off with a donation from Peter to Roswell Park. 683-3000. You need to call right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
You loved our Compass offer at Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, but we've got an even better offer for you. This time on the hottest Jeep product on the market today, the redesigned Jeep Cherokee. Lease a 2019 Cherokee Latitude Plus 4x4, $265 a month, not one penny down, all taxes and fees included. A beautiful, rugged $31,000 Jeep Cherokee, $265 a month, not a penny down. And it's loaded with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, free Sirius XM, voice command with Bluetooth, fog lamps, power liftgate, and a dual-pane panoramic sunroof. $265 a month, not a penny down, only at Transitown. On approved credit, lease 39 months, 25 cents per mile over 10,000 miles per year. Plus finance through preferred vendor. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Lessee responsible for maintenance and repair. Requires conquest lease. At $25 a month without. While supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/18. The all-new redesigned Jeep Cherokee, $265 a month, not a penny down, only at Transitown. We told you it was a better offer, but supplies are limited. Get to Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram before they're gone.
Trust Transitown.
A Jeep celebration event ends June 30th.
You do everything at 100%. You do your own work because you want perfection. You've been fixing and tinkering since you were a little tyke. You keep your tools clean and in their place. You love your mother and you mind your P's and Q's. You could make some money installing furnaces for Emerald, so call us right now. We'll make room for you.
Comfort is always on call.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heated massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
You know, there's nothing worse than feeling dirty after you step out of the shower. David Bellavia here. I had an old shower that kind of grossed me out until I called Bathfitter. In just one day, Bathfitter transformed my old tub and shower into a clean, beautiful tub and shower. Do your
yourself a favor. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999. Book your in-home consultation and tell them Bella Via sent you for 20% off or 48 months interest-free financing, plus $150 in free acrylic accessories. Call Bathfitter today.
If you're planning a hardscape, then listen up, because I've got the deal for you at Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials. 10% off all outdoor living materials, extended now through the month of June. Bellegarde Hardscapes. We have the passion to bring your outdoor vision to life. Bellegarde offers a wide variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. Techo-Block is North America's leading manufacturer of paving stones. Their products are beautiful, durable, and they come with a transferable lifetime guarantee. Unilock's collection of products delivers long-lasting beauty with complex blends of granite and quartz, combined to create ultra-realistic surface textures with unique styles that are exceptionally durable, practical, and appealing, and they're all on display right now for you, 24/7 actually, at Scranton Surrey Builders at 3360 Walden Avenue in Depew, or United Materials at 528 Yonge Street in Tonawanda. Again, 10% off all outdoor living materials through June. Head to Scranton Surrey Builders or United Materials today. And now, here is my home improvement tip of the week. Well, it's time to trim the hedges, and electric shears can save time and effort when you're trying to create a dramatic change in height or width, or for frequent upkeep of fast-growing hedges like privets or yews. Working from the bottom up, shaping the hedges so that they are narrower at the top to ensure that the lower branches get enough sun to leaf out. But if we're trying to take the tips off branches and neaten a hedge silhouette, but regrowth at the top line can prevent light from reaching the plant's interior and cause your hedge to gain its girth in season after season, try using bypass pruners. That's right, bypass pruners. To ensure healthy growth inside and out, use the pruners to create holes in your hedge. Remove sections of branches at the joint, making a clean cut at a 45-degree angle. Space the holes at least 1 to 2 feet apart so shrubs don't look sparse. And lastly, if you've got a well-established or simply overgrown hedge, shears and pruners can't handle stems that are more than 3/4 of an inch around. Keep loppers handy to cut back any branches that are that big. And no matter how overgrown, never remove more than 1/3 of a single shrub's branches at any one time. 10:39 is Hammer Time here on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you. My phone number is 803-0930. If you would like to receive my home improvement tip of the week, simply text me the word tip to 30930. Text and data rates may apply. That's the word tip to 30930, and my home improvement tip of the week will arrive to your device each and every Saturday morning as we go on the air here at 10 a.m. on Saturdays on WBEN. Thank you to United Materials, Scranton Surrey Builders, for sponsoring our home improvement tip of the week. And thank you as well to Habitat Buffalo for inviting us out to the Restore last Saturday, where we helped celebrate Customer Appreciation Day there at the North Store. Today, it's at the South Store, the South Park Avenue location. Shoppers can enjoy complimentary snacks and take 25% off store-wide. Be sure to stop in between 10 and 5 today to check out the huge shipment of brand new furniture just in this week. Your purchase, of course, will support Habitat for Humanity Buffalo and the mission of building safe, affordable homes. Habitat Buffalo depends on generous community to build homes for hardworking families. Make your purchase from the Restore or go to habitatbuffalo.org to learn more. And you can help in either way you can, whether it's by purchasing at the Restore, volunteering your time, or writing a check. It's all great, and it's all a way to help Habitat Buffalo. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, and how are you today? 803-0930. So we were talking about ways that I'm suggesting you have a better working relationship with your contractor. And so far on the list, if you've been following along, we talked about avoiding allowances, work with real numbers. Make sure that you hire somebody that you have a good relationship with as far as them not if you feeling not feeling intimidated by the contractor. Our tip about the daily diary, which I find invaluable to help control the communication on the job. Do everything in writing. Do not allow change orders to be acted on without having a bid on that extra item. And here's another important one. Agree on the payment schedule. Now, this is actually part of New York State law. If you didn't know that, payments must bear reasonable resemblance to the status of the work. So agree on that payment schedule, but here's an important part for you as a homeowner. Honor that payment schedule. If you agree to it, then live up to it. And don't leave the customer hanging, the contractor rather, hanging and worrying that he's going to have to chase you for the money. Now, a lot of people ask me, how much money should I put down? Well, that's a good question, because it's going to depend on this kind of job we're talking about. For example, if a kitchen is being renovated and it's heavily weighted with the cost of cabinetry, so my advice there is to have discussion and dialogue with the contractor as to the value of the cabinet component and agree to pay for perhaps half the cabinet value. That's what we do. We take half the cabinet value down as a deposit for a kitchen. That way, the contractor has the money to supply you with the materials, which is an important thing, obviously. We all work with cash flow. That's an important part of being in business. And an important element here is that homeowners understand that contractors are in business, and they're in business to make money, and they're in business to actually operate with cash flow. Cash flow is an important part of the whole cycle. And so living up to your payments when they're due is important. And lastly, we talk about this often with our customers. We don't expect them to be hosts as far as entertaining and feeding. And in fact, we don't want them to do that because it slows the job down. We want them to, you know, basically open up their homes to us and let us do our thing. But a couple of things that we do talk about with our customers is there a bathroom that we should be planning on using, or should we send the men, you know, to the McDonald's or to the gas station? And that's important because you want to make sure you know as a homeowner that you've agreed to allow a bathroom to be used as opposed to being surprised by a bathroom being used in your house. As far as being gracious, yeah, you want to make sure you're polite and say hello and get to know the men that are working in your home, and maybe a nice cool drink on a hot day. And of course, best of all, this is what my men live and die for, a compliment at the end of their day, at the end of their work. And they live and die for that, ladies and gentlemen. So my tips as to have a better working relationship with a contractor. We got into, of course, a long discussion with Stefan about the whole issues of scams in home improvements and people putting up money up front and having no work follow through or poor workmanship follow through. You know, those are all valid concerns, too. But at the core of it all, if you're a legitimate contractor, which most are, that are advertising, of course, in Western New York, then it's just a matter of you as a homeowner and finding the right match for you based on the skill set and the job that you have in mind to have done. 803-0930. It's 1045 on Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. H.W. Brick & Sons is a sponsor of Hammer Time Radio, and we're glad to have them here on WBEN. You know that H.W. Brick & Sons has been around for over 30 years. That's right. They are the experts in the plumbing service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. They've been around since 1985, and they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is indeed unique, and HW Brick will find the proper solution to your family's needs. Whether it's a high-efficiency tankless water heater, a luxurious body spa, or you just need to have the toilet replaced, HW Brick and Sons can handle it. They are indeed a full-service residential and commercial service company. They do all of our major plumbing work at Cortese, and they should do yours too. They're available for sewer and drain cleaning. They can do your septic and, I'm sorry, your sump pump lines with video inspection of your sewer lines and high-pressure water jetting of your sump pump lines. They are available 24/7, 365. And as an incentive for you to call them right now, if you mention that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you'll get a $100 discount on a tankless water heater. That's right, a $100 discount. Here's their number, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them today, HW Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all of your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. It's Dominic Cortez here. If you've got problems with bees, call Bug Control. If you've got ants and spiders, call Bug Control. If it's those nasty stink bugs, just call Bug Control. That's what I did. Bug Control is Western New York's leader in pest control, locally owned with over 40 years of experience. Bees, ants, spiders, stink bugs, and more. Protect your home today like I did. Ask for the Hammer Time Special and save $50 with their guaranteed no bugs program. 773-2844. That's 773-B-U-G-G.
Hi, this is Mark Van Buren from Zayers on the Lake Garden Center. Are you a do-it-yourselfer who has a landscape or garden project and you need plants, but you don't want the same thing everyone else has? Go to our website at ZayersOnLake.com to see all our plants. Save the ones you love to a shopping list. Then come visit our garden center located between Wilson and Alcott on West Lake Road. Experience for yourself the difference growing plants biologically makes. That's Zayers, Z-E-H-R-S.
Hey, you keep some of the most valuable things you own in your garage, right? Think about all the dust and the dirt and the damage you may be doing by leaving everything on your pitted garage floor. The experts at Gorilla Garage Gear can help transform your garage. They did mine, the Gorilla Floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful look, and best of all, so easy to keep clean. Gorilla Garage Gear will prep the surface by the diamond grinding process. That is the essence of what makes them better, the diamond grinding. They don't use that quick one-day application you see all over the internet. They'll use the right materials to ensure deep penetration into the concrete to prevent delamination. A Gorilla Floor is finished with a high-tech, durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear. And oh yeah, a Gorilla Floor comes with a 10-year warranty. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number, 715-6927. That's Joe's cell phone, by the way, 715-6927. He doesn't mind if you call him, and he'll be willing to help you say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor. Call Joe today for a beautiful new floor from a Gorilla Garage Gear, or visit him online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla!
Bowerly for Jamestown Mattress, South Transit Road in Lockport. Love your new bed from Jamestown Mattress. Sleep well, my friends.
Boilers are great for heat, but I'm sure you've noticed when summer comes along, without ducts, air conditioning is a problem. But not for us. Royce takes away air conditioning worries with ductless air conditioning. That's right. You homeowners with boilers can enjoy cool, refreshing air conditioning now, too. Go to justcallroyce.com for the details. Ductless air is great for cooling bedrooms, living rooms, man caves, even sheds and garages. So don't worry about the summer heat. Go ductless with Royce. Justcallroyce.com or call 362-4655.
Well, it's already started. Ants, rodents, and bed bugs have begun their invasion. Are you ready? Ashland Pest Control is always ready to help you stop these invaders in their tracks. They're your locally owned solution to eliminating pests. They know all about stopping local pests. Ashland Pest Control's highly trained staff has been ridding Western New York of pests for a long, long time. And all service calls are performed discreetly to protect your privacy. Be prepared. Call Ashland Pest Control today, 884-7431, or visit ashlandpest.com.
Twin City Glass, for over five decades, they've been the expert in the room of your house that everybody eventually sees. Yeah, it's your bathroom. Twin City, a name you know and trust. They've been around since 1964, and they have built a success by making you a happy customer. Come check out their huge showroom. It's open right now. They have full life-size displays, not mock showers on a wall. Touch the display. Stand in them. See how the door swings. Look over the many available colors and types of hardware, like Basco. Shower doors of elegance. It's the best way to get a real feel for the quality. Now, whether it's installing bath enclosures and shower doors or crafting custom glass and mirror products, Twin City will make it all hassle-free for you. Considering that 90% of their new business comes from referrals, hey, they must be doing something right. So, to learn more, here's their number, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. You could visit them online, twincityglass.com, or Pay them that brick-and-mortar visit to their incredible 3,000-square-foot showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Hammer Time!
10:51 is Hammer Time here on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And how are you? 803-0930. So we spent some of the show today talking about shopping for home improvements, developing a good relationship with your contractor. And to NT we go. And Jim, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I'm calling about the same problem, but a different way.
Okay.
A contractor that did my patio door, did my roof. We called them back when we needed new windows to the whole house. So we were talking 21 windows or 12 to 22 windows that he did. They're crank windows.
Okay.
Yep, everything seems to be working fine except for the three windows that are in our upstairs bedroom.
Okay, what's wrong with them?
Well, it seems like it's the cranks. Once you open them, I need two hands to shut them, right? And it's not working right, okay?
And these were replacement windows, Jim?
Bro, I'm sorry.
They were replacement windows?
They're brand new windows.
Yeah, but they were replacement windows, meaning they were made to insert within the old frames?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
I've been measuring them two times.
Okay, here's the thing. Probably what's gone wrong here is that they weren't sized right. Whenever I see an issue with tight sashes or hard cranks, it's because the window's been fit into that opening too tightly. And it's actually deflecting and bending, so it's not closing properly.
And I agree with you because that makes sense to me. But what's going on now, the contractor isn't doing anything to help me, and they're brand new. I call. All they do is take my message. Nobody calls me back. On the 18th, one of his workers showed up with a screwdriver in his hand, and he realized what you're telling me, I think. He made me shut the window, and he said, just keep this window shut and locked. And then nobody ever got back to me on it, and I'm sure there's some kind of warranty.
Yes.
Nobody's calling me back, Dominic.
Okay.
That's where I'm getting aggravated.
All right. Well, I do appreciate that, and it's a valid concern that you have. It sounds like someone made a mistake, and they don't want to live up to it. It's honorable for a contractor to follow through and, complete the cycle here to make sure you're a satisfied customer, because guess what happens when you are? You spread the word far and wide that you were happy. Conversely, when you're not happy, you spread the word even farther. So if I were him, I would be all over this and making it right. Now, having said that, if he's ignoring you, then I would suggest a couple things. First and foremost, if they're a member of the Better Business Bureau, you could be a thorn in their side by filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody likes that. But it is a little jab in their ribs to get off their duff and do something here. If they ignore that, then maybe they don't care about their reputation, because we enjoy an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's the highest rating you can have. Now, I'm not sitting here live on WBEN telling you, Jim, that I don't have a complaint or two. That's not true. We do. But what we do is we handle them. And the essence of being effective at this in this business is being complete with any issues that come up and following through on them. And this is how we keep our A+ rating. Now, if they don't care about their rating, they may be a sign that they're in financial trouble, there may be something else going on. I would quickly move and suggest that you file a claim against them in a small claims court. And that might also be a way to get their attention. Now, before you jump into all that, I would call them again. Say, listen, I talked to Dominic on the radio, and he thinks you should get off your duff and do something about this. And if they ignore that, then I'd say Better Business Bureau and then file the small claim.
I just want to mention one thing, Dominic. I'm an older gentleman. I'm not really into the phones with the texting.
Yes.
I wrote down every time I called them, the office, it's 35 times. I called whoever takes care of my phone service, and they said if I want to report how many times I called them, they will send it to me. Of course, there's a fee. Is that a good way to, if I have to go to small claims to show them out?
Any proof you have that your complaints were ignored? I mean, they can't obviously come back and say they didn't know about it, which is their only defense. If they've come out and they've identified that there's an issue, then, it's really a shame on them scenario here, Jim. So I would say, don't take it lying down. You know, be the thorn that you need to be, and hopefully you'll get satisfaction. It's a shame, absolutely a shame, that you have to go through this. And I am sorry that a contractor is not representing our industry properly in your regard. But I would say don't give up, keep up the fight, and hopefully you'll get satisfaction, which is the bottom line. I know it seems like an uphill climb, and it may not be worth the effort, but it is. And hopefully he'll learn a lesson, which is really important, that he not repeat this to the next customer.
Because I didn't want to go to another company and have them fix it, then try to go to small claims.
No, don't do that, because you'll have a hard time possibly collecting on that. I would say wait until you win the small claim, which you should have no problem doing, because you have pretty easy proof that the windows weren't sized right.
And Dominic, one more thing. He won't even get he won't even give me the window maker's name. And I know it's supposed to be on the side or on the top.
You're entitled to know the manufacturer. Absolutely. Is it not in any paperwork or on the windows themselves?
No. I even checked with one of your guys, and he told me to look for that on the side of the window or on the top of the wooden window.
Right.
And it's not there. And I even asked the office, if you can at least give me that, I'll even go that way and see what they could do about it.
Right. That's another good approach.
I got that. So yeah. I'm like lost.
Yeah. Well, I'd say Monday morning, Better Business Bureau.
Okay, Dominic. I really appreciate it.
All right, Jim.
One of your men did come out and do my siding, and he did it great. His name was Jake.
Oh, yes, that's right. Jacob's one of our best. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that. And I'm sorry again to hear about your window issue. Hopefully you get it resolved. Let us know how that turns out, okay?
Okay, Dominic.
All right.
Appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, same here, Jim. I hate when I hear stories like that, because that is what gives our industry its bad name, and that's why people are leery when they're having to deal with renovations, because of people like that that just don't follow through. A text question. Hi, Dom. I have to replace a toilet. Is the higher price one-piece toilet worth the extra cost, in your opinion? Absolutely not, is my opinion. I think that if you're after the look of a one-piece, then pay the price. If you're after just simple functionality, then no. A two-piece toilet, in fact, I have no reservation in recommending a brand. The Kohler Wellworth in the high line, the higher seat, is my favorite toilet. Reasonably priced and very functional. Works well with the low flow requirement. And again, it's a simple thing. I always tell our customers, that's my favorite toilet. If you want to spend more money, fine. It's going to work just the same. You're just going to spend more and have the same functionality. So, no, I don't gravitate towards the one-piece toilets, only because of the cost. Hey, I forgot to mention to you that the Porsche raffle is coming up on August the 6th at 8 p.m. at the Clarence Chamber of Commerce Taste of Clarence and Cruise Night. I'll be drawing the big winner of the Porsche Boxster, the Macan S, or $45,000 in cash with 15 additional $500 prizes. You want to be in it? Well, you got to buy your ticket. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. That's ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. They're $50 each, 3 for $100. You don't need to be present to win, and only 4,000 tickets are being sold. This will sell out. Buy yours today. Hey, we'll see you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station here on WBEN. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.